بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من قوم يقومون من مجلس لا يذكرون الله تعالى فيه إلا قاموا عن مثل جيفة حمال وكان لهم حسرة. وابو داود مسند صحيح. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه is that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam said, when any people get up from an assembly, a majlis, without engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, they most certainly get up like dead donkeys, and that assembly shall be a source of remorse for them on the day of resurrection. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any people get up from an assembly, a majlis, a gathering, without engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, they most certainly get up like dead donkeys, and that assembly should be a source of remorse for them on the day of resurrection. Allah protect. So a person, no matter what majlis you sit in, at least read the Masnoon Dua, the Sunnah Dua, Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. So tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, any istighfar you've done, at least. So you mention Allah. And with that, maybe at the end, astaghfirullah, sallallahu alayhi wa nabi al-ummi. Ya Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawatan Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the blessing of the salawatan Rasulullah. Every majlis should have salawat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah's zikr. Every majlis. And if you can't remember this, and if a person has any majlis, then at the end read kafara majlis dua, the dua that we read. And if you know this longer one, Allahumma qasim lana min khushk ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Like I said, it's got a very comprehensive, very lovely meaning. But the dua, never forget. Allah enable us to. And one is that when a person sits in a majlis like this, one of them, so if there's 5-10 of us in a majlis sitting, one of them reads it loudly, it's tabligh, it's reminder. It's not riyah. Remember that. My Shaykh taught us a really lovely thing. Allah fill his qabr with nur. Shaykh Allah Zaman, when we were student, he said, if you want to protect yourself from riyah, ostentation, whenever you do something, do it with the intention of tabligh, da'wat, people will learn, people will do it. Has a Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya, in Fadlaili Ramadan, where he mentions about the time of i'tikaf in the masjid. He said, my father, Mawlana Yahya Sahib, when he would come into the masjid, sometimes loudly he would say, Bismillah, dakhaltu wa nawaitu li'tikaf. So the khuddam, the qadims, the friends, the other people around him will listen and they will remember, oh yeah, let's do i'tikaf niyyah when we go into the masjid. So when you sit anywhere at home, even if this home, Allah protect. People sitting together and watch TV for hours. It's very dangerous, all that. Pollutes you, pollutes your children. But even at the end of that, turn off the TV, subhanakallahum, I'm not saying to watch TV. And otherwise, I'm not saying to watch TV and do this. I'm not saying that. That's the worst thing you can do, especially with your family. All of you doing, Allah protect us. But even there, here right now, after ta'lim, we say subhanakallahum. Who did we talk about? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. At home, if we're in a majlis, and if the family's watching movie together, ya inna lillahi wa inna. But then, and wa atba'i sayyati al-hasana tam'uha. Bring wa atba'i sayya hasana. Bring after a sayya, after an evil deed, good, tam'uha, it will erase it. This is the mercy of Allah upon the upon the ummah of Nabi Kisram through the blessing of Rasulullah. So that's why I said read salawat too on Rasulullah. Because all the blessings. So when a person, any majlis, anywhere you do evil, do good. Anywhere. Remember that. The earth will be like the way it will be against you, but then it will be for you. Your hands and feet will be for you. So remember that. You don't want things against you on the day of judgment. So remember this, that wherever, so now, at home, you taught your children, you taught your wife, everybody this dua. But everybody forgets, because shaitan makes us forget the zikr of Allah. But you remember this, you remember what I said to you this day, and you put in your heart, Whenever you said in majlis, then loudly you said, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi wa ala. Everybody will say it. Everybody will say it. Because you taught them that. You taught them the dua. And then, and that wasn't riya. You taught everybody. It wasn't riya. You didn't do that for show. You did that with the intention that everybody, so you save yourself. My shaykh taught us this prescription for riya. It's such a lovely thing. Whenever you do anything, watch, you'll change mahol. You'll change surrounding. When you start doing something, everybody with you will start doing it, and you'll make a whole gathering of good. I learned this when I was a student, and I said that this is something to put into practice. Whenever you do something, do it loudly, show people, sometimes. And then we find this all in Rasulullah's, all his du'as, everything. How did the sahabas see that he read Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, ya Subhanakallahumma rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ighfirli subuhun quddus subhana zil jabarut wal mulk Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridak. How did he read this in sajda? Does imam read loudly in sajda? Sometimes imam after salah, he should say astaghfirullah loudly. Sometimes he should read ayatul kursi loudly. Sometimes he should make dua loudly. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukri. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubn wal bukhl. The dua is in Bukhari, the dua in Tirmidhi. He should read them. Rabbi kini a'thabik, the dua in Imam Muslim. Why? The people will learn. You know, bidah. It's not bidah. It's not bidah to make dua loudly sometimes. The imam should do that to teach. For the imam, sometimes loudly, Ameen. And the Shawafi and the Hanbalis and the Malikis, they say loudly all the time. The Hanfi says, no, it was only to teach. Whatever, we don't want to discuss that. But this is it. Sometimes Ameen, loudly. Then the Shawafi, they say, the Hanfi say this, that Yusuf did that. Sometimes, maybe to teach. Ameen is a dua, collective dua. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika. Rasulullah probably read it loudly, but the sahabi could narrate the whole dua. It's a long Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma ta'ulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik wa min ta'atik ma tablil jannah wa min ilakini ma ta'ulu. It's a very long dua. So the, obviously the Rasulullah read it loudly, and not maybe once, many times probably. So sahabas learned it, and the sahabas had lovely memories. They listened to once, and they know it. We don't have that memory. But this. So this is it. So whenever. So remember this at home. Remember this. I, my beloved ustaz, who I did the first 12 Jews with of the Holy Quran. First 12 Jews. When I was from the age of 12, I still have his sign in my Quran. 1983 Quran. You can see his sign, Hafiz Muhammad Fulhad. The first, 1983, the sign is. In his sign, when we used to do sabak, he used to make a mark. And that's why I've practiced the sunnah, the tariqah of my ustaz. And I when my students do it, I, with a pencil, I put the thing, the date. When he came to Canada about 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, every time, loudly, he would read this dua. And he said, Subhanallah, beautiful. Because everybody's in ghaflat. But when he read the dua loudly, then automatically, I know the hadith. Something you know, but something you act upon. Straight away a person is, understand? A person always learns from, when you stay in suhbah of those who have Quran and hadith, you get Quran and hadith. You're not going to get Quran hadith by me speaking and you're listening or listening to bayans. Bayans, today's, we all listen to bayans. It's when you see practically Quran and hadith in somebody's life, and when it's implemented, everybody around starts implementing Quran and hadith. And today we don't see this because we don't have sahbah. We don't have sahbah of the akabir mashayikh. I've stayed with people in my life from the age of 12, with such people who are full of Quran and hadith their life. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And that's the only thing I have, I say. I have no knowledge, I have no amal, I have nothing. I only have the sahbah. In the du'as of my parents, sahbat of the pious, and their tawajjuhatness. Understand? It's very, very important. So mahol, create a mahol. So at home, whenever you sit, first of all, learn your family this du'a. Learn your child, learn your young daughter, your son. Yeah. Say Subhanakallahumma. After you teach them 5 times, kids have very powerful memories. You teach them 5 times, they'll remember it. You know what? Tell them, whoever wins, they get a prize in saying it first. Or say something like that. Or you win. Children, you know what they'll do? They'll teach you. You forget the dua for eating, they'll say, Bismillah, and they'll, I'm the winner, because children like to be winner. So between your children, they'll say, I'm the winner, I said it first. So even if you forgot, because shaitan makes us in ghaflat, you'll read the dua before eating, because your child read it, they taught you. And from the young age, if we get this, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us. Because we need to bring good, everywhere we should have good Quran and Hadith and Allah's remembrance. So then all good, because around it's full of Dajjali fitness and full of fitna. We need to bring good in the atmosphere, that good decisions come down. Allah enable us to, subhanAllah.